Gee, Block, they've got a lot to live up to, though, he and Laurie Daly, with your sort of form at the moment. Well, everyone's given you a lot of love on the text
line. I'm one from one.
That's exactly. It's hard to beat 100%.
Well, it is if you keep trying to tip.
Yeah. Have we decided? Are you doing it tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't even think I'm on tomorrow.
Because you've got tips. I saw written on your sheet there. You've got some tips.
Dare you look over my shoulder like that?
You pass that on to our bookmakers at
Okay,
Tab.
Okay, I will.
And
I will.
They'll come up with a nice juicy price for your multi, which we'll announce tomorrow on the show. So, yep, all of those people are asking. Blocker will be going again and hopefully keeping that 100% record intact.
Let's hope so.
Okay, let's go through the tips. We're starting with a cracking game tonight. Fierce rivals, the Manly Seagulls versus the Melbourne Storm at Four Pines Park. Big out here, obviously, with Cameron Munster out. Ryan Pappenhausen will definitely play. What's your thoughts here, Blocker?
I love this game. I love the bitter rivalry. I love all that sort of stuff in our NRL when two sides go at it. This is a feud that's been going on for a long time. Look, Manly at home, they're very hard to beat, aren't they, when they play at home? And they've played some great footy. Daly Cherry-Evans looks like he's going to back up. Big Jakey will back up. They'll be in the game, but just the personnel that the Storm have got, they roll over the scoreboard. I reckon we're going to see a few points in this game. Thursday night footy should be a great game of footy, but I'm going to go with the Storm.
Bulldog?
I'm Storm too. I'm like Blocker. I think Manly will go with them. They've only lost one game at Brookvale this year, Block, and of course that was the Cowboys game. They conceded three tries in the last 7 or 8 minutes.
They'll celebrate in 10 minutes to go.
Correct. Oh, yeah. So I think they will go with them. I think Manly is an underrated side. I think they're better than what a lot of people think. And I know Dez privately thinks if they can get to the 8, they can cause a bit of damage. Hmm. Maybe they are the side that you would want to.
The 10th. This is a must-win for them.
Over your shoulder at. Absolutely. Yeah, but look, I'm with you, Block. I think the Storm in the end will get them late.
JR?
Yeah, I'm with both of you boys. Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, Melbourne Storm. So we've all gone Melbourne Storm, and they are the favourites. $1.44 over Manly, $2.80. Then on Friday night, a reminder, it's Beanies for Brain Cancer Round. So this is always an emotional one at McDonald Jones Stadium, where the Knights take on the Gold Coast Titans, with the Mark Hughes Foundation raising some great funds for brain cancer. So make sure you can support with a beanie this round. Get onto the Mark Hughes website. And you can also find a beanie at your local IGA. So all the Origin players return. Daniel Saifidi, Bradman Best from that squad. What's your thoughts here, Block?
They've got to win, haven't they? The Newcastle Knights in 12th spot at the moment. The Titans, most disappointing team in the competition. Don't know what's happened to them after last year's form. There's some talk Fifita might be back. Is that right?
He's back.
Yep.
He's back and he's playing. Well, he owes his team. He owes his teammates on that big $1 million. Good luck to him. I'm glad he's getting paid big, but he needs to do something for that wage. So I'm expecting a big game from him. Destructive ball runner. Once he runs the footy and he decides to tuck it under his arm close to the line, virtually impossible to stop, but it too gets you the ball. I don't know. Toss of the coin this one. The only reason I'm going to go for the Knights is they're playing at home.
Yeah, I'll go the Titans here. I can't back the Knights. Both have been bitterly disappointing this year. Don't forget, no Kalen Ponga for the Knights. That's a huge out. So I think the Titans will get them up there in Newcastle.
You say it's a flip of the coin, Blocker. Knights are 1-6 at home this season, while the Titans are 1-8 away. So not great stats for either of these teams, but I'm going to go Titans.
I think they're both unreliable, but just by the virtue that they're at home, I'll go the Knights over the Titans. The Knights are favourites, $1.80 over $2, the Gold Coast. What a blockbuster it is on Friday evening with the Penrith Panthers at Blue Bet Stadium taking on the Roosters. The big change here is that Joey Manu will switch to the halves. Block, can you see the Roosters causing an upset, or are the hot favourites going to win this one?
Well, you talk about teams that are good at home. They very rarely lose, don't they, the Panthers? And talking about a bet tomorrow, I'm going to go because Penrith, I don't know, this is about pathways and everything we were talking a little bit earlier about. You know, the weekend of the rep round, they had 21 players involved over the weekend, the Panthers. That's
extraordinary.
That's extraordinary, and it's unbelievable for them to do that. I think the Panthers will win. We talk about sides that can tick over the scoreboard. They're very good at it. But, The Roosters have been mostly disappointing this season, I'd have to say, with a lot of players that they've got in their side. I don't think that they've really worked that well with their halves and really creating opportunities for the Roosters to score plenty of points. So the Panthers for mine, but you asked me about a bet tomorrow. If I was going to put my hard-earned on, I'm going to go that the Roosters can win 1-12.
Mm. Wow. To win 1-12?
Yeah.
This would be the time that they could do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Panthers players would be tired.
21 of them. They can't even get the Reggies in.
Okay. What are you tipping here, Dom?
Look, I can't go against Penrith as much as, you know, I'd like to see the Roosters kickstart. I think we've been waiting all year for them to kickstart Block. They just haven't quite got there. They've sort of spluttered this year, haven't they, to some degree? They've won 7 from 15. They're outside the top 8. Yeah, I'd like to see a ball over to keep the competition lively, but I can't predict it in this game.
The Roosters are their longest price since 2011 at that $6 price, and Penrith haven't lost since round 9, but I'm going the Roosters to do the job.
Wow.
Ooh. Well, Panthers players are tired, so if the Roosters are going to get a win and bounce back and a much-needed win, they are outside of the 8, this is the time to do it.
I reckon Penrith will cover the start, which is 15.5. So Penrith, $1.13. $6, the Sydney Roosters. This is going to be a terrific game. The Bulldogs taking on Cronulla at Combank Stadium. The big out here is the coach, Mick Potter. He's got COVID, so he won't be in the coach's box.
Mick was getting on a roll too. They'd won their last couple. Mm. And they're playing good, expansive footy. It's amazing when teams all of a sudden get a new coach and they take the shackles off. And they're playing some good footy. I like watching the Bulldogs now.
And do you reckon it looks like they are enjoying their footy as well?
Enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah.
Surprise packet of the competition with Craig Fitzgibbon, fourth position. I'm just really waiting to sit back and watch Nicho Hynes. I think he's been the buy of the year in the whole competition. Spending that time with the Origin boys and seeing how they prepare and coming up with different ideas. And I reckon we're going to see an explosive game from him this weekend. The Sharks for mine. They'll stop the little bit of a roll that the Dogs are on.
Yeah, back-to-back wins, you said, Block 4, the Bulldogs. A couple of big scores there too against Parramatta and the Tigers. Mm. But I think Cronulla's structures might just be a little too strong for the Bulldogs. But that resurgence, Block, it's good for rugby league. I'm glad the Dogs are having a few wins.
I'm actually going the Bulldogs. I think Matt Burton is just going to be riding high off that Origin success. So Bulldogs for me.
I agree, Jamie. I'm tipping an upset as well. So the betting there, head-to-head, Cronulla Sharks $1.38 and the Bulldogs are $3.10. Then it's the Queensland Derby. A lot of the State of Origin players are backing up here. Payne Haas, most notably, will be playing for Brisbane. Blocker, it's up there in Townsville. What do you think?
I love their style, the Cowboys. Todd Payton has done a magnificent job. When you look through their side, you're going, mate, how are they in the comp third position? So I think he's done a magnificent job. You can see a lot of Tim Sheens in Todd Payton. I'll give you a little thing. Tim Sheens used to be a genius at doing things off the back of scrums and all that sort of stuff, putting plays on and, you know, getting numbers and all that. You can see it rubbed off on Todd Payton. I can see a lot of Tim Sheens in Todd Payton. Third position, they're going great. I love the style. I love the way they played. Third round, I go back to when they played the Broncos at home, they smashed them, the Cowboys and everyone. I think that's when everyone started to be surprised about how they play. The Cowboys at home for mine.
Yeah, Cowboys for me. Todd Payton positioning himself, Blocker, to be the next elite coach in rugby league.
He is. And, mate, you can tell too. I mean, you know, he'd be the perfect player for the Tigers to get back, wouldn't he? But I think he's got another year to go at the Cowboys. I don't think he's the type of bloke that would break a contract. And I'd be very surprised the way he's gone this year that the Cowboys don't offer him a long-term deal to scare off all the other clubs. Because I reckon there'd be, if he came on the open market, I reckon there'd be a lot of people chasing him.
Cowboys for me.
Adam Reynolds back. Broncos for me to cause an upset up there. Now, the Cowboys are $1.50 and Brisbane $2.60. Souths, Parramatta, what a game this promises to be. Latrell Mitchell back for the Bunnies.
I love seeing Parramatta play, but I don't like seeing them play against sides that are a bit below them. You know, as I said a little bit earlier, they beat the big teams. I think Parramatta for mine. I know that Latrell's back, and I reckon he's the type of bloke that everyone loves playing with. You run out and you feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof. He'll bring that energy back. But Parramatta in sixth place. This is 6th against 7th too, this game. So I think Parramatta, if they're going to be a real threat, they need to beat South this weekend.
Depends what Parramatta side we see, Block. If it's the Parramatta side focused and ready, I think they'll beat South. But the story will be Latrell Mitchell, how he comes back and whether he does enough to put himself in the Origin.
So if he plays a great 80 minutes, man of the match, and you know blows everyone off the park, do you reckon they'll pick him, New South Wales?
I don't think they will because I think it's more of a risk for Freddie to change a winning side than a losing side. Mm. That's my theory.
And also with a player that we haven't seen since April.
He might be in the squad. 22-man squad. That's another thing I'd like to blow up about next week.
Jamie, your tip?
I'm going with South. I think the return of Latrell Mitchell, as Josh Reynolds said this morning, he brings a different energy to the game and won't let his side down.
I agree. South for me as well. Head-to-head, Parramatta $1.60, $2.35. We'll pump through the Sunday games pretty quickly. Warriors $1.45 favourites over West Tigers.
And good to see Luke Brooks named in the side. There was talk about him being left out. I don't see every time something happens at the West Tigers, he gets the blame for it. He tries his heart out every week. So good to see him not getting dropped. The Warriors, the Tigers are going to upset the apple cart. They're going to beat the Warriors on their home ground. They haven't played there for 462,000 years. So they're back. Good on them. And I'm glad that they're home over there at the Warriors in New Zealand. But the Mighties. I'm tipping the Mighty Tigers.
I think the big crowd will lift the Warriors to victory. I'll go the Kiwi team.
Yeah, right. I'm with you, Bulldog. I think the home crowd.
You're lucky you're 6 foot away from me, you know. I've got good reach.
Still got to get past you to get out of this studio.
Well, you have to take three of us. I'm the Warriors as well. And the final game on Sunday, the Canberra Raiders are favourites away to St George Illawarra. They're $1.67 over St George Illawarra, $2.20 block.
Yeah, I can't warm to the Dragons. They look a little bit slow to me. A lot of strike players in this Canberra Raiders side. Canberra, for me, away from home.
Raiders.
Yeah, I've gone Raiders with that one as well. So that's a look at the round 16 of the NRL, which is Beanies for Brain Cancer round, a great cause. And what a terrific round as well. Like, think of some of those matchups.
Good games, yeah.
And it all starts tonight with that spiteful encounter, as it always is, between Melbourne and also Manly. Block, it's always a pleasure, mate. You've given us the lift. Not that we needed it this morning, but you've just pumped us up even more.
It has been my financial pleasure to be here this morning. Thank you.